Hello there and welcome to Radio Outlet. I'm Lee Roosphere. Something different again this week. It's an hour-long mix dealing with the subject of clouds. The music chosen today either has a direct reference to clouds or just appropriate sounds for a cloudy day. And also included is poetry dealing with clouds, performed by generous people who volunteer their time and read public domain works and then freely upload them to the LibriVox website for the world to enjoy. Today, music from John Metcalf, Scott Walker, Brian Eno, Peter Maunu, King Crimson, Jean-Michel Jarre, Steve Kilby, Vladimir Kosma, Rod McEwen and the San Sebastian Strings, Gonzalez, Oregon, Pat Metheny, Laurie Cullen, Jason Faulkner, Eric Whitaker, and finishing up the show with Nick Drake. And featured poetry readings from Alan Davis Drake, Clarica, Rabindranath Tagore, David Barnes, Graham Williams, and Kim Zuckert. For a full track list of everything on the show today, you can head to radiooutletshow.blogspot.com or you can email me, radiooutletshow@gmail.com, and I'll send you the track list. And now, please enjoy Beyond the Clouds.
Clouds have gathered and gathered, and the rain falls and falls. The eight ply of the heavens are all folded into one darkness, and the wide, flat road stretches out. I stop in my room towards the east, quiet, quiet. I pat my new cask of wine. My friends are estranged or far distant. I bow my head and stand still. Rain, rain, and the clouds have gathered. The eight ply of the heavens are darkness. The flat land is turned into river. Wine, wine, here is wine. I drink by my eastern window. I think of talking and man. And no boat, no carriage approaches. The trees in my east-looking garden are bursting out with new twigs. They try to stir new affection. And men say the sun and moon keep on moving because they can't find a soft seat. The birds flutter to rest in my tree, and I think I have heard them saying, "It is not that there are no other men, but we like this fellow the best. But however we long to speak, he cannot know our sorrow."
It's raining today, and I'm just about to forget the train window girl that wonderful day we met. She smiles through the smoke from my cigarette. it's raining today. But once there was summer and you, and dark little rooms, and sleeping late afternoons. Those moments descend on my window pane. I've hung around too long, listening to the old landlady's hard luck stories. You out of me, me out of you, we go like lovers to replace the empty space. Repeat our dreams to someone new. It's raining today, and I watch the cellophane streets. No hang-ups for me. Cause hang-ups need company. The street corner girls are cold, trembling leaf. It's raining today. It's raining today.
charming sleep, thou easer of all woes, brother to death, sweetly thyself dispose on this afflicted prince. Fall like a cloud in gentle showers. Give nothing that is loud or painful to his slumbers. Easy, sweet, and as a purling stream, thou son of night, pass by his troubled senses. Sing his pain like hollow murmuring wind or silver rain into this prince gently. Oh, gently, slide and kiss him into slumbers like a bride.
Thank you. Mother, the folk who live up in the clouds call out to me. We play from the time we wake till the day ends. We play with the golden dawn. We play with the silver moon. I ask, but how am I to get up to you? They answer, come to the edge of the earth. Lift up your hands to the sky, and you will be taken up into the clouds. My mother is waiting for me at home, I say. How can I leave her and come? Then they smile and float away. But I know a nicer game than that, mother. I shall be the cloud and you the moon. I shall cover you with both hands, and our housetop will be the blue sky. The folk who live in the waves call out to me. We sing from morning until night. On and on we travel, and know not where we pass.
Thank you. Here beginneth the fifth chapter. That in the time of this word, all the creatures that ever have been, be now, or ever shall be, and all the works of those same creatures should be hid under the cloud of forgetting. And if ever thou shalt come to this cloud, and dwell and work therein as I bid thee, thou behoveth as this cloud of unknowing is above thee, betwixt thee and thy God, right so put a cloud of forgetting beneath thee, betwixt thee and all the creatures that ever be made. Thee thinketh peradventure that thou art full far from God, because that this cloud of unknowing is betwixt thee and thy God. But surely, an it be well conceived, thou art well further from him, when thou hast no cloud of forgetting betwixt thee and all the creatures that ever be made. As oft as I say all the creatures that ever be made, as oft I mean not only the creatures themselves, but also all the works and the conditions of the same creatures. I take out not one creature, whether they be bodily creatures or ghostly, nor yet any condition or work of any creature, whether they be good or evil, but shortly to say, all should be hid under the cloud of forgetting in this case. Thank you.
Clouds are not the cheeks of angels, you know. They're only clouds. Friendly sometimes, but you can never be sure. If I had longer arms, I'd push the clouds away. Or make them hang above the water somewhere else. But I'm just a man who needs and wants mostly things he'll never have. Looking for that thing that's hardest to find. Himself. I've been going a long time now. Along the way, I've learned some things. You have to make the good times yourself. Take the little times and make them big times. And save the times that are all right for the ones that aren't so good. I've never been able to push the clouds away by myself. Help me. Please.
Thank you. wandered lonely as a cloud by William Wordsworth.
I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats up high o'er vales and hills,
when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle in the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not be but gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie in vacant or pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills, and dances with the daffodils.
tell you they've been down like you. Rainy day people don't mind if you cry a tear or two. And if you get lonely, all you really need is that rainy day love. Rainy day people all know there's no sorrow they can't rise above. Rainy day lovers don't love any others that would not be
thank you. never felt magic crazy as this. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, brighten my northern sky. I've been a long time that I'm waiting. I've been a long time that I'm blown. I've been a long time that I've wandered. But through the people I have known, oh, if you would and you could, straighten my new mind's eye. Brighten my northern sky.